Hi, I'm Dave Barnes.
And I'm John McLaughlin.
And welcome to Dadville.
Dadville is a podcast where we talk about life, love, and the pursuit of awesome dadding.
It's funny thoughts and deep talks.
So please, enjoy your time here in Dadville and enjoy this episode with...
Dave and me.
John. Okay. Everybody. Okay, everybody. First of all, I want to apologize because it sounds like I've been...
Yeah, what is going on there?
Like I've been sticking my head in a hay barn.
Is it Omicron or old school Delta? What are we working with?
OSD. No, this is just allergies. Man,
really?
I was doing so well this year. Like I'm not kidding. I bragged to a friend. I was like, I think I may be over
That's
allergies.
What it was.
And hands on
it's
a Bible.
Biblical.
The
You're
next
not
day,
to brag.
The next day, my face was like, and I was just breathing through one little nose and I mean one little hole in the middle of my face. So
which
that's
kind
it.
Of I don't want to get us off on a tangent
in
the first minute, but I just the other day started doing the breathing thing that you've been talking about where like you're supposed to
Hold
breathe through
nostril.
Your
yeah,
left
yeah.
nostril
yep.
I don't know if our listeners know about this
but
apparently a couple times a day for like 10 minutes you like put your finger on your right nostril as I'm doing now and just breathe through your left nostril for 10 minutes.
Yeah. How does it go? What happens?
Let's just do it right now in silence.
I feel like maybe that's maybe just...
I don't know what it's supposed to do. You've read the book. What does it do?
So there's this book. Here we are. We're already derailing. There's this book by... is it James Nestor? That feels right.
That sounds right to me. But keep in mind, I don't know who the author is.
That's true. But it sounds right.
It sounds
It feels
exactly
like a guy that
right.
would write this book.
Yeah.
Called Breath. And it is... It's one of the most fascinating books I've ever read, but it's all about what John's talking about, like basically how breathing through your nose is what we should all be doing all the time.
We should never be breathing through our mouth.
Yeah.
Right?
Basically.
Yeah.
Other than like hard exercise, and even he makes a kind of a argument for when that's good to do and not.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
So maybe your allergies are forcing
you to
breathe through one nostril.
I actually thought I'd failed him. When I got allergies, I was like, "Gosh, if I had been breathing right, I wouldn't even have these. My nose would have filtered out all these." But so I'm. That was a good 2 minute apology for why I sound.
Yeah.
Like
it sounds fine.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of a quiet storm vibe.
It's very warm.
Yeah. It's inviting.
Yeah.
And first of all, just surprise y'all didn't know this episode was coming. You guys were ready for, you know, just another good
Your
old
weekend.
Tuesday. Yeah. You're ready for like we'll talk to those guys Tuesday. They're going to pop up with cookies and giggles and quips and
and
puns
here we are.
And here we are.
And why are we here?
You know, can I tell them?
Please.
Because this is our Father's Day episode, dadgummit. If anybody's going to put a Father's
Dave.
Day, I'm so sorry. I get so excited.
When it comes to Father's Day, you get.
Yeah. Well, and I've been hanging out with Bruce Hornsby and it just, I've got loose lips. You know, if anybody's going to do a podcast on Father's Day, I kind of feel like.
Fresh Air.
Oh, I would say third. So Fresh Air, maybe if there's a podcast dedicated to the Fat Boys. Oh, okay. Bible Project.
But we're in there.
We're fifth.
We're top 20.
Yeah.
For sure.
Wow. We can't follow
that's I'm just trying to be humble.
You don't have to try, John. So here we are. We're going to do a little Father's Day. Just a little something to get before the weekend comes and get your minds right. You know.
And we had some people... Write in.
Yep.
Call in.
Yep.
We have a number.
Yep.
I don't know what the number is. I forget.
Yeah. 911-27.
911-555. But before we get going, I did something that I've never done before in my whole life.
Ooh.
I looked up the history of Father's Day.
Oh.
And I took a couple screenshots.
Let's do it.
So I did some research.
Let's do it.
Do you know when the first Father's Day was celebrated?
1873.
You would think, Dave.
Yeah.
No. Turns out, June 19th, 1910.
Gosh.
That's the nation's first Father's Day when it was celebrated. It was celebrated in the state of Washington, Spokane, I believe.
Okay.
Like however, now here's where it gets a little tumultuous. It was celebrated, but it was not recognized as a national holiday until 1972. 58 years after President Woodrow Wilson made Mother's Day official. Let's talk about how does that make you feel?
Mad? this is, look, I'm
But
not
here's
gonna,
the thing. Mother's Day should, if we're going to pick one.
Yeah, it's going to. Why this? But this is I'm gonna get on a soapbox, Sean.
Here we go.
This is classic dad stuff. Mm-hmm. We're always getting pushed to the back. Moms are gonna get the spotlight. Look at all the works.
Right.
Dads, let's forget about you. 58 years later, Dad's done some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It makes my blood boil.
Okay. Well, here's my thoughts.
Okay.
Sorry. Here are my thoughts. Let's get the grammar right. I want to.
If we're gonna represent dads, we really need to get this right.
I've told this story many times on here, but it's such a great example, right?
Mm-hmm.
That time that I was pushing the girls up the street and doing nothing else, nothing additional, and that woman stopped me and said, you are such a good dad.
Yeah.
And any time that you're at the park with your kids, right? The expectation is lower.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And so we get celebrated in these little microwaves.
Oh yeah.
Not microwaves.
Oh.
But maybe that too.
It's a great Father's Day gift.
So I'm like, yeah, mothers should have at least one day where we just straight up celebrate them.
Yeah.
But
is there
why did it take 58 years? That seems I'm thinking
honestly,
give it a decade.
I was going to say maybe it should have been 200 years later. Let moms finally get like some love before dads like come in and like, "What? I put a dish
what
in the dishwasher.
What about us?
Is that not good for you, Carla?" I do.
You bring her up,
gosh,
all the time.
So much. I'm Father's Day is a tricky day though, because I feel like, I mean, Annie, you know, and I don't know if the dads out there and the moms that are listening relate to this, but it's just a tricky day. I feel like Mother's Day is less tricky in that, you know, you want to get your wife gifts, you want to get your mom gift, like, you know, there's such an easy person to celebrate. Not that dads aren't. That is not what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But buying a dad a gift anyway is hard. And then this is your other, and it's like celebrating a dad for being a dad is just, and finally, I just told Annie last night, I was like, I really genuinely don't want anything. I'm not just saying that. Like, because
I feel like it's just gifts in general for Mother's Day and Father's Day, I feel like are kind of tricky because it's kind of, you don't want to get, it's not their birthday.
Yeah.
And it's not Christmas.
Well, do you know my dilemma?
What's it? Oh, the Annie's birthday coming up?
No.
What's
my birthday is either on
the
day after Father's Day almost every year.
It's on it this year,
right?
This year
it's the day after.
Oh, it's the day after.
That kind of hurt, if we're being honest.
I know your birthday. I just don't know when Father's Day falls.
Jeez, no, but I feel doubly, to your point, I feel doubly bad for Annie because she's not just got one.
Right.
Now she's got last year it was on the same day.
But see, I kind of argue that that's even better because then
it's sort of
you
the Trojan
just,
horse.
You can
you
get
just
the
put
birthday
it all together
gift
and be like, oh.
Yeah, and just be like, I combined them. Even
I don't know
though
which
she might
one
be
is
like, well, that's what I was going to give
you
anyway.
Yeah. I do feel for it. But it's already a weird birthday to kind of, it's already a weird day to sort of know, you know, what are you going to get your dad? Like socks or,
right?
You know, we're weird.
But here's the thing. I would say, so, I mean, ties don't apply here because I don't wear ties hardly ever.
Yeah.
But socks,
oh man,
and underwear.
You get me good socks or undies. When did that? What age did this happen?
I don't know. But it's.
I'm so ashamed of myself.
When we got like, I just opened a new package of MeUndies. I'm wearing them right now, and I was so excited.
It's really embarrassing. I'm not kidding. Listen, y'all, people listen to this, y'all are going to roll your eyes a little bit, and that's fair. But John and I genuinely, when we do ad partners for the show, it really is with a little bit of an eye on what would dads actually want, truthfully.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's an eye on sort of like, would we as dads enjoy whatever these ad partners are? And so if you really are getting stuck, just peruse through the, you know, through the ads that we've ever had, because, you know, I think a lot of those are really cool partners to do stuff.
That's
with,
true.
You know,
that is true. That's me. A good point.
That felt very professional.
You're pleasing everyone right now.
They're so proud of me. So should we dig into the questions and comments?
Let's do it.
Let's start this party.
Who's gonna go first?
Let's start with the audio question.
Oh, okay.
Buckle up, everybody.
Yes.
Okay, my question is, what should I get my husband for Father's Day? I have no clue. And by the way, your show is completely and utterly awesome.
Don't do that.
I look forward to it every Tuesday morning on my way to school counseling at an elementary school in St. Cloud, Florida. I drive south from Lake Nona, and I listen and I ponder all the funnies and all the great things. All right. Goodbye.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Mom.
I love
that is so
ponder
sweet.
All the funnies. do you have a hot? Do you have an answer for this?
Well, you've already given an answer.
Yeah.
Just go look at all of our ads.
Yeah.
Our sponsors.
Yeah, that's true.
For me personally, I would say, now this is just me.
Mm-hmm.
Some dads out there are like, I want you to go all out, but we're dipping into the same little bucket of money here. So it's that weird kind of like,
it is.
How much are you going to force me to spend on your gift for me? So if Amy showed up and she was like, I got you a, $5,000 lawnmower. I'd be like, that's a bad example because that lawnmower would be like half the size of our yard.
Lawnmower. I actually want to see this lawnmower.
If she showed up, this is maybe a good example.
$1,000 watch.
Yeah, something like that. Where I guess she would be like, look, I know you like watches.
Yeah,
even though I'm not like a watch guy, but I like watches. And she would be like, I got you this gift because I know you like watches and you would never buy this for yourself. But here's the rub is like, and you don't say it because you don't want to take the joy away from the moment.
Yeah.
But you're like, well, but we bought this for me.
Well, and you know what the problem with that is? Is I hate to say this, and women that are listening to this, you are already, your eyes have started the roll. They've started at the left. They're not about to roll as hard as they can all the way to the right. But the problem with a lot of guys, myself being the chief of sinners here, is if I want something, I've probably bought it. And that is why men, I think, are the chief of that move. Like, oh, I need a new putter. Well, I'm going to go buy a new putter. I need a new lawnmower, blower, socks. I mean, literally.
Right.
Like, we're just kind of, Cro-Magnon man enough to just be like, oof, hungry, me eat. There's I should remember to tell my wife that for Father's Day. So the problem with that move that also gets doubly problematic is it's rare that something that you want something bad enough, especially in that expense bracket.
Right.
Where
you haven't already got it.
You know, I think that the three ways that I think about that, I think there are three types of gifts. I'm totally riffing here, but stay with me. That you can get someone in this scenario. There's the speculative, which is, I think you'll like this. You've never mentioned it, and I'm taking a real risk, but knowing you and how you work, mm-hmm. I think you will like this.
Which that's the goal.
That's the
dream. The best gift is the thing. They open it, and they're like, oh, my gosh.
I didn't even know
I wanted this, but this is perfect.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So there's the speculative. There's the asked for,
uh-huh.
right? There's the thing that you know. That they've said, hey, I really want a new Garmin watch.
Right.
And you're like, okay, well, then I just go get you the Garmin watch. And then to me, there's like the third, which is like somehow a combo of that, where it's like they mentioned it, not that they wanted it, but they were like, gosh, look how cool that bah-bah is.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Or you overhear, like I have a notes app, like a note on my notes app, where like if I hear Amy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talking to Annie
and
says, oh, that's a really cool mug or something like that.
But that's risky because it's not a direct ask.
Right.
So so it lives in that half world of like, you mentioned it though, but you didn't say you wanted it.
But still go for it because,
and
put in the little notes app, like on June 13th, you mentioned this on the porch.
Yeah.
Because that's like
to the time. You have a time stamp. This feels like you're going to the court. Yeah, okay. So you look like you're unhappy, but I just want to bring
I got that notarized.
Listen, Carl notarized that. It's a digital notarization. That sounds like an ad we would actually have. So I say all that to say, so you kind of have, there's a lot of ways you can get gifts, but I think low-hanging fruit, let's say it this way with men, like moms, if you're out there and you're like, no, you don't understand, like we just heard, I really don't know what to get. I think some of the safest things that you can do that could, everything I'm about to say could absolutely fail. Like this mm-hmm. could ricochet in some really bad ways. But if your husband has a sports team that he likes, that he's mildly interested in, that's usually a pretty safe get. A hat, a shirt, jerseys, like they got to really love a team to get a jersey. But, something that it's even a mug. Like, they love
anything.
If they like the Astros, that's a
just
safe.
Just write the name of the team on a piece of paper and give it to them.
As a test run. If they get excited, buy the real thing. that's always kind of a safe, if they have a sports, anything that they follow mildly.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
think that's I think that's good
a
advice.
Really nice.
That's good advice.
You know, honey, I know you watch about half the Giants games every year, and I just thought it'd be fun to get you a shirt or like a, you know, whatever, koozie or something.
Yeah.
I do think, sadly, there is something to really great socks and underwear and like stuff like that. I think there's, you know, there's some really cool like I tell you what, I'll tell you, actually kind of have an answer to this.
I know where you're going with this.
When I have worked, I've done this with a lot of people I work with. I'll get them subscription boxes for a season to things that they like. So a friend, my managers a couple years ago is a really big grill guy. And so I got on and did a bunch of research on like just grill boxes, like subscription grill boxes. You know, we have a bunch of subscription boxes we work with that would be great, you know. But, you know, just those kind of things are fun too. And that's even more fun because it's a little bit of a gift that keeps giving.
Yeah.
You know, because they'll get, you know, like if you have and some of you moms, if y'all aren't hip to that world, it is literally the never ending story. Like you can get, if your husband likes golf, they're the golf boxes and there's 100 of them you can get them that are different companies. That's been kind of a safe bet for me. Like if you see that he's interested in grilling, golf, I mean, yard. There, it's really fun because that world, the subscription box world, has just, I mean, liquor, whiskey, bourbon, you know, and obviously they vary in prices, but that's one of those where it can be a fun, like, you know, not last ditch, but kind of like Hail Mary a little bit. John.
Dave. What are you laughing about?
Listen. You know what the best part of being a kid was?
Oh, 100%. Oh, you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Morning cereal, Dave. No question. You know, but I had to give it up. You know why?
Why?
Because it had sugar and junk.
Can I tell you two things that I don't like?
Sugar and junk.
Yep. Especially sugar junk, which was my favorite funk band in college. That's where today's sponsor, Magic Spoon, comes in, guys. Magic Spoon has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving.
Whoa.
The honey nut flavor has 1 gram. Oh. Just FYI.
You know, it's also only 140 calories per serving. I'll say that again. 140 calories per serving, Dave. Plus,
what are they doing?
It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb.
You can also build your own box for the builders out there. The 9 available flavors to build your very own custom bundle, okay, are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, cookies and cream, maple waffle, blueberry muffin, cinnamon roll, and honey nut. And no, that's not the lineup for the Spice Girls. John, I knew you were about to make that joke, so I beat you to it.
You know, even more exciting, Magic Spoon just brought back their cereal bars. They were so popular that they brought them back permanently, Dave.
Yeah.
It's the perfect, convenient, on-the-go companion for your cereal.
Hey, would you do me a favor and not get me started on the cocoa flavor?
I feel like you're already started.
It's it now.
And now I can't stop you.
Oh, my God.
Because it's so
gracious,
good.
It is so good.
And it's the perfect guiltless midnight snack.
It is. That's true. Listen, go to magicspoon.com/dadville to grab a custom bundle of cereal. And be sure to use our promo code DADVILLE at checkout to save $5 off your order.
And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee.
Yep.
So if you don't like it for any reason, you're crazy. But they'll refund your money, no questions asked.
Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/dadville and use the code DADVILLE to save $5 off.
What we're really saying, right, with any gift is that I know you, right?
Yeah.
That's really, at the core of it, that's what we're saying.
Yeah.
So it could really be, as long as it touches on that. But then, of course, you have to, like, you have to fit it to who you're buying for.
Can I add a caveat? This is really telling me, though. This is really embarrassing. I will tell you what I don't enjoy that I have a suspicion. Now, this is, oh, my, I'm going to say this in, like, people are going to hate me immediately. But I won't. This is just me being really honest. This is how I work. Gifts that have not gone well, that I don't end up using. That's a better way to say it.
Yeah.
Because I so appreciate them. But anytime somebody gives me something that I have to go then do, that's a tough one. That's like,
It depends on what that thing is, though. Because
it does.
If it's Arsenal tickets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Then that's a different story. You're
for
like,
sure.
You're not complaining.
I gotta get to
that,
London.
Oh, I gotta
that's
go
a whole
to
other,
Arsenal.
Yeah. But I mean, like things that, you know, every now and then somebody's giving me a gift early on where it was like, I thought you'd like this. You got to drive down in the 30 minutes and you're going to meet a guy at this thing. And I'm already like, okay, this is.
Yeah. But that's that at the core of that, I think you don't like it. Not only because you have some errand you have to run now, but it says you don't really know me. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do that. So, yeah. So it's like a double-edged sword because you're like,
space.
I don't want to do that. And I thought you knew me better.
Maybe some of y'all may have husbands who would love that.
Yeah.
That is just, and I think I'm more in a season life where I do that now, but I just know like we were having kids. I was like, I don't have a minute to myself ever, much less do I have an hour to go do this thing where a guy's going to show me how to.
What is this thing that you're describing? There's,
I don't want to say them because I'm
then they'll
the
know.
Gift giver. No, but they meant really well.
Yeah.
I never doubted how, but the thing that I've grieved for them was, I was like, that's how hard I am to shop for.
Yeah.
Is that you were like, I don't know. Let's just click on that and see if that works.
Well, so maybe there are two things. I'm like, I'm working in the meta right
now. Let's go big.
You want the two elements of a good gift.
Okay.
One that says, I know you,
mm-hmm.
and maybe the other one that I'm thinking this out in real time. It has to have some kind of like investment from the other person. Like,
oh wow,
there has to be some kind of, I don't know if it's sacrifice,
yeah,
but something. Like I was gonna say earlier, like, look, you can't go wrong with a letter. Like, if you write out just a heartfelt, genuine, real letter of how much you love this person,
yeah,
you appreciate this person, you recognize some of the real characteristics of this person that you really appreciate. But then I'm thinking, well, but if you are someone who writes letters all the time, then maybe that wouldn't count, because it's like, well, that's not a sacrifice. That's just, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think like if you're, here we go with this. This is our last little flyover on this one question. I think if you got an extroverted husband, you go, hey, this is a night that I'm going to organize for you and your buddies to go to BW3s and watch a football game with your fantasy football friends in the fall. This is you go to dinner with your friends and go watch a movie. Like this is, you know, you got introverted husband. Hey, this is, you know, I'm going to pay for you to go to a cabin for overnight where you can take a book and hang by yourself and get out of the house and the kids and everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To your point, I think it's.
Or maybe for the introverted husband, you get a gift card to BW3s. You get like 15 people that they know. And they're going to have a terrible time. But then they will appreciate all the rest of the days of the year.
Or you do that and tell them they don't have to go.
You go in their stead.
All of your friends are there. You don't have to go to that tonight.
Oh, man.
You never know. All that to say, it is really hard. Like, especially moms that are listening, I really genuinely feel for y'all. I think it is men are a really hard group of people to buy for. And I wish there was a more clear way to just kind of, you know. But I think John has made the best point so far, which is like, if you know him, what does he spend time doing? And then whatever that thing is, he probably, hopefully he likes it. And it could be as ridiculous, like, well, he's always in the yard. But like, okay, there you go. So maybe get online and see if there's some fun yard gifts or yard box subscriptions. Or, you know, we've done Sunday before on here, which is great, you know.
Really in this season of kids that a lot of us and our listeners are in, just the fact that you took the time to think about it, to stop and really think about it and devote some time to it, even if you miss the bullseye on the gift, I think that if the other person, if the dad feels like they were thought about and considered, you know, and ultimately loved, that you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Look at that. Come on, John.
All right, can I read this thing from Kevin Williams?
So we got some messages, guys. We're gonna cruise through these. Here we go.
Hey, John and Dave.
Hey.
One funny dad story for y'all. The running joke is that my kids, 3.5 and 1 year old, vomit only on me.
I love this.
Vomit only on me and not their mother, Abby. The strangest time was between me and my son, Ben. We were at Chick-fil-A, and he was 18 months or so. Out of nowhere, he turned red like he was choking, and started to vomit more than I've ever seen, right in the wait for your food area of Chick-fil-A. He finished vomiting I took him to the bathroom. I'm glad that they stayed there and waited till it was all out. Then went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Quite delirious myself. His milk that day must have been bad or something.
That's a shot at the mom, but we're still listening.
I cleaned him and myself off, and in a minute, I walked back out. Chick-fil-A had already cleaned the entire area like new. Classic Chick-fil-A. I'm currently plotting how to get my kids to actually puke on my wife someday.
You know, I've heard of these things. We didn't really have anything like that. But this is a real thing where, like, kids...
like it says they feel comfortable with you.
Well, it's funny because this is a, like, I've had other friends that have had little nuances like this, like vomiting. Like,
where they only vomit on one of the parents?
Or they only will do some kind of bad thing like that with one.
And the
parents start to realize, like, hey, he's never, like, pooped on me, or he's never whatever.
That's interesting.
It really makes me wonder if there's some subliminal thing with the kids that's like.
I feel like your kids only vomit when they're in the car, you're both there.
Oh, God.
They need the whole family there.
That's a whole
other. The car's moving.
That's a whole other situation. I mean,
our kids, knock on wood, they do not vomit. They don't throw up. I mean, they each of them have thrown up a couple times in their whole lives.
Yeah, a lot of ours is around motion sickness because Annie is like, if she walks in a room too fast, she's like, oh, I gotta sit down. I mean, it's ridiculous. She gets motion sickness when she drives.
Really?
It's happened like twice in our life. I'm like, oh, God. And the kids, basically all three of them got it. And so, like, if we go to, like, North Carolina or something.
Yeah. Like, it is like, through.
And we are like kids' eyes on the road. So,
yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Thank you so much for that, Kevin. And also, Godspeed. God bless you in your journey. Nick Anderson, last Father's Day, my wife, Melissa, got me tickets to see Matt Carney, Dadville alum. We love Matt in Birmingham. On November 1st. 2021. Then in July, her health took a serious dive. We have three kids, and she was on strict bed rest almost the entire pregnancy, all three times. Gosh.
Oh, jeez.
That's why they don't puke on mom. It's like, they're like, yeah, you put in a shift here, mom. In and out of the hospital, that is a lot of words. I don't know how to pronounce.
Hyperemesis
gravidarum. Gestational diabetes, gestational hypertension, preeclampsia, home IVs, ICU after delivery, mini stroke after the last one was born. She actually died for the second one, and God said she could stay with him and go home or come back with us. Just a ton of stuff. After the first one, most of the pregnancy health problems resolved pretty quickly. After the second, it took a little longer, and after the third, it was taking forever. We thought it was starting to look up at about 9 months after the last was born, so she bought the Matt Carney tickets, but she started getting worse. In September 2021, she had some seizures, and in October, she had a stroke, which caused her left side to lose mobility and motor function.
This poor woman.
She had to get a walker and do physical therapy to be able to start walking again. We thought there was no way we were going to see Matt's concert. Then in November, she had more seizures and had to be put in a medically induced coma and was in the hospital for a week while they figured out what was going on. But the show got canceled because of COVID. I, for some reason, thought tickets were automatically refunded, so I totally forgot about it. But apparently the show had been rescheduled and the tickets were valid for the new date, and we just missed the memo. April 29th, my wife got an email from Ticketmaster saying they don't forget about your concert tomorrow. Melissa's doing a lot better than she was back in November, but she's still not 100%. We actually moved an hour away from Birmingham, so I didn't think we'd make it, especially on such short notice. But by some miracle, we made it, and I'm so glad we did. Matt is awesome live, and it was extra special because it was his oldest daughter, Olive's, first time seeing him play a show. That's so sweet. My tickets were a Father's Day present. It was my first post-show COVID. Matt was in full-on dad mode to make it fun for Olive. I was on my feet the whole time in the opera box up on the wall in the front. It was just incredible. That Father's Day story illustrates to me something that is true of parenthood in general, that it is not easy. Parenthood is really, really hard. Bad things happen. People get hurt. Times get tough. But if we keep going, the rewards are so much better because we've gone through the other stuff. We appreciate and truly feel the good because we have truly felt the bad. The sweet is sweeter because we have tasted the bitter. Life is fuller because Providence can fill us up, and we've had to run on empty when we had nothing left to give. Jeez.
Man, what a story.
Come on, Nick. That's insane.
I mean, Mrs. Anderson.
Yeah.
She has been
shout
through
out.
It. My goodness.
That is intense. Isn't it funny too? Like, one, I mean, that last paragraph. No joke. That last paragraph I just think should be read at the end of every show. Mm-hmm. Isn't that just beautiful? Bad things happen. People get hurt. Times get tough. But if we keep going, the rewards are so much better because we've gone through the other stuff. Man, we appreciate and truly feel the good because we have truly felt the bad. Man, that's beautiful. God, that's beautiful. It's also a weird reminder just musically. Like, you just don't know what's going on in the crowd out there.
That's true, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Matt had no idea that was happening.
Gosh, Nick, thank you for sending that. That's beautiful.
All the best to you guys.
Yeah.
Dave.
Johnny.
That's cool.
I was a little distracted.
Why? Well, you know, it's that time of year.
Wait, is it National Best Friends Day?
Well, I mean, that's every day for us. But I'm talking about grilling season,
it's
Dave.
Grilling season. Let me guess. You get Butcher Box for all your meats, too.
Is that it.
Get in there.
What are your favorite meats to grill, Dave?
I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. That's all I'm going to do. I'm partial to the beef and chicken box.
Okay.
Those New York strip steaks are insane.
You know, I'm so indecisive, I get the mixed box.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's a little ground beef,
okay.
Some sirloin in there,
yep.
A bit of pork. That way I'm prepared for any grilling situation that I might face. You never know what's going to come over the horizon.
I could run over there and just demand anything, and you're going to be ready for
it. I'll be ready for it because of the mixed box.
Yeah, I do most days. Get summer sizzling started with a special Butcher Box deal for our listeners. Free bacon for life.
That's crazy.
I just need to pause. Free bacon for life, folks, of your membership plus $10 off.
Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dadville and use the code dadville to get one pack of free bacon in every box for the life of your membership plus $10 off your first order.
That's butcherbox.com/dadville and use the code dadville to claim this deal.
All right, this next one is, you can identify with this. My birthday, June 20th.
This is from Mary. This is the mom.
Mary from Atlanta.
Yeah. Okay.
June 20th always falls around Father's Day, and I'm terrible about sharing the celebrations with him. Oh, that's an interesting dynamic. It's her birthday.
It's her birthday.
Sadly, he doesn't seem to mind. Is this bad?
Is this bad?
P.S. Love your show.
I kind of love any context when somebody says, is this bad?
Yeah.
That's so many things are happening.
Because what they're asking is, again, I'm going meta, they just need you to give them permission to
do
continue to act the way they've been acting.
Mary,
you have our full blessing here.
Oh, my gosh. That is hysterical.
Look, Father's Day has plenty of room. There's enough room for Mary and her birthday.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Celebrate together.
Oh, so she's talking about her dad. Always falls on Father's Day, and I'm terrible about sharing the celebrations because she says female, no kids. So this is about her dad.
Oh, so this is her dad. That's even easier.
No, Mary, assuming that's what you mean, which, I mean, context would say that is, Mary, no.
Listen. I would love it if Luca or Livy had a birthday on Father's Day every year and it was our day. Oh, I would love that.
Yeah, and plus, I mean, he's, oh my gosh, no. I mean, if that was, it, I think, I mean, that especially if it's a birthday. Because it's like, you know, birthdays are a big deal. No, I think you're good, Mary. I do think, you know, he probably would like a little note or something saying how much you love him.
And how great that he became a dad on Father's Day.
Look what John's doing there, Mary. You didn't see that coming, did you? That's what John does.
Great.
That's what John does. So basically, no, he doesn't care. He loves you, and he's thrilled that he also does want those socks, though. Okay, from Braden, here we go. Happy Father's Day. I live for swapping embarrassing stories with friends while hanging out on the weekends. Though, what I would call my most embarrassing, one of the most at least, was a case of vicarious embarrassment. Ooh, I was in that band in high school.
Vicarious
ska
embarrassment.
Band. Brought to me by, you guessed it, my father. My dad is a short, balding white guy with glasses, but I think he means glasses, or he could be a teacher, and crowded teeth. Oh, I love that band too. He's the quiet yet deep-thinking doctor type, more serious than outgoing in personality. When it comes to casual clothing, he lives up to the cargo short New Balance stereotype.
Right. Good for him.
Well done. We were on vacation to Hawaii, visiting the Polynesian Culture Center and enjoying one of their evening events, a large island buffet with arena seating tables overlooking a stage upon which performed muscular, tall, tan, big, and beautiful Polynesian men and women. Their cultural dances and performances were breathtaking. In the middle of the dinner, an event worker approaches my dad and whispers something in his ear. My dad nods solemnly, gets up, and follows the man away from the dining area without a word. Being a teenager at the time, my thoughts were, whatever, as long as you're back to foot the bill. I continued eating and watching the performance. Shortly after, the performance announcer gets on the PA system and announced that the next performance would be a dance-off. The crowd went wild. It's a beautiful dark. At least six Polynesian women walks from the stage left in traditional coconut bra attire. My dad, all touristy, cargo wearing, cold sober, 5-6 of them enter stage right. The crowd loses. If a void this is really good writing, by the way.
This is, yeah.
If a void suddenly opened at my feet, I would have gladly stepped into it. The competition was simple. See if the guest performer, my dad, could mirror and keep up in trying to replicate the hula moves of the Polynesian queen, professional hula dancer. The music began. The woman gloriously moved and rotated her hips and hands as she moved towards center stage. My dad, determined as ever and without a care in the world for the immense crowd, went all in, and it was horrendous. An odd mix of salsa dancing moves and limited white guy mobility, my dad approached from the other side, emphasizing the devastating gap in ability, size, and physical prowess.
Dude,
with each step,
just side note here, Braden, are you a writer?
You need, will you write for
you
Dadville?
You need to be
we
a writer.
We will hire you to write for us.
Sorry, keep going.
I'm convinced I have repressed the remainder of the competition. My appetite, did I read that right? I'm convinced I've repressed the remainder of that competition. My appetite, gone. Sense of dignity, gone. Embarrassment, at an all-time high. My father returned, a slight smile on his lips, and probably feeling cool as ever, returned to our table, sat down without a word, and a pat and smirk from my mom, and continued eating. I pretended I was not affiliated with them as we exited the venue, and my dad received many back slaps and handshakes from strangers. Which, looking back, was an unfortunate bit on my part. This father of mine constantly goes all in. He is eager to participate and contribute, an advocate for the arts, and all about appreciating life, family, and the world around him in the moment. I aspire to be even half the man he is. He truly takes life by the horns and lives it, despite how awkward doing so might occasionally look. The best example of real living I could ask for, and one I never deserved. Come on, man.
What a great story. And so well written.
I feel like that could be a movie right there.
Braden. So here's what I was thinking while he was reading this story. You were reading the story. It's awesome. I love that Braden's dad did this, especially given the fact that it sounds like this is so out of character for him to do.
Yeah.
Because it's like from Braden's teenage perspective, this is out of character for his dad, but I'm guessing that like if his dad's old college buddies were there, they'd be like, oh yeah, there he is.
Classic.
There's old whatever his
Butch.
Name is. Butch.
Classic Butch.
And this has got to be one of Braden's cherished memories of his dad, even though at the time he hated it.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
What is it? This is probably a whole other podcast. What is it about dads kind of wanting to embarrass their kids in that season of their life?
It's like our job.
Like, what is that? Because I feel that pull. When he said that, I was like, oh, I am 1,000% doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Like, now, if my kids weren't there, I don't know if I'm doing that.
Yeah.
So what is
Who are you doing it for?
Yeah.
Right.
What is it? What is happening that, is it that you feel like you need to remind your kids like, hey, you got to take it. This is the whole thing. You got to take the thing light.
Yeah. This is the way to live.
Is that what it is?
You're trapped in your adolescence right now.
Yeah.
But this is the way to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber's not going to do this for you, but your dad will.
You won't appreciate it if he does it.
That's
a great
hysterical
story.
John.
Dave.
How you doing? Just want to check in with you, during our weekly critically acclaimed podcast here.
That's really cool of you,
thanks. Yeah.
Sometimes I do feel overwhelmed, I will say, with work and family and the crushing weight of this critically acclaimed podcast.
Know. Listen, I feel that. Sounds like you need to prioritize yourself with BetterHelp. BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to prioritize yourself. Talking with someone can help you figure out what's causing stress in your life.
You know, I first started going to therapy about 6 years ago, and I cannot tell you how helpful it has been in my life. And BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to.
Yeah, it's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours.
Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/dadville.
That's betterhelp.com/dadville.
All right, from Lauren. Hi, John and Dave. We love Dadville, our kids and all. So here's my question. With the most love...
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Why is the best time for husbands slash dads to complete all the random tasks that have been building up for weeks 10 minutes before company comes over or we have to leave to go somewhere, a.k.a. leaf blowing the roof, deep cleaning the shoe bin, scrubbing out the dryer vent, etc. My truly amazing husband was once found leaf blowing our front sidewalk at 12:50 a.m., sensing that would be important to the company who was rolling into town super early the next morning. We live in town, close neighbors.
Can I speak to this?
Yeah.
I know me, and the best way that I can explain this, moms, and hey, some of y'all may not feel this way. Some of y'all may not give a rip about this. Yeah. And there's a space for y'all, and it's real. The moms that do care about this, which are most of the women I know, and again, I'm not saying that's every woman.
Yeah.
I'm just saying on the grid, that's most of the women I know.
We don't know all the women.
I don't know all the women.
Yeah.
So many jokes I could make right here, but I'm not going to. The way that most of the women I know feel about the interior of the house.
Yeah.
That guest is coming in. One of the funniest TikToks I've ever seen in my life, and y'all have probably seen this TikTok, is the guy that goes, what women think guests are going to do. And he walks in, and he's like, oh, that's nice. And the first thing he does, he immediately rubs his hand on the baseboard and looks at his thumb, and he's like, clean. And he's doing all the things. You're like, honey, why are you doing that? Because it's got to be clean.
Right.
And it's hysterical. It's one of my favorite TikToks ever. But I think that feeling of, like, they're going to come in here, and I want it to be clean. I want shoes put up. I want vacuumed. I want, like, the blinds to be shaken out of dust. You know,
yeah.
The things that I think traditionally, as a husband, you kind of go, what are you doing? That's exactly, I think, how men feel about the outside of a house.
Exactly.
It's got to be right. It's got to be trimmed up. It's got to be edged. And I am so guilty of this. This is me.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
This is me as well.
Like, if people are coming over, the outside is my inside.
Yeah.
I need it to be right. I need it to be mowed, especially if it's people that I kind of like.
Not only that, I would argue number one for me is the trimming.
Yeah.
I need to flip that weed eater over. Get I want those edges to be.
You
want to
see me. Here's what I don't understand. There's a guy I know that mows his yard. The yard looks great. He doesn't trim. It drives me bananas.
Notify the city.
What kind of psycho are you?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like you've gotten all the way to the finish line, and then you lay down a foot from the finish line.
Right. We can't. Yeah. We can't have people like that in society.
No.
Free, roaming freely?
No.
With power tools?
God.
No. No, so, but I exactly the same. Like, Amy and I fall under these classic, you know, kind of dispositions where I'm, for a guest, in my mind, it's like they only see those 5 seconds that they're walking from their car to our front door. That's going to be the highlight of the evening for them. And then when they get inside, their mind, they're going to be so distracted by the memories that they have from walking in the house. But for Amy, it's like, that doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
They're so transfixed by how amazing the cheese board that's inside.
Oh, gosh.
That they're gorgeous. Not even, they can't even see the trimming.
To me, it's the first interaction. It's the first interaction with you.
That's right.
That's the first thing that happens. They get out of the car, and let me tell you, you laugh. And I would posit this to you, Lauren. Next time y'all have those people over, as a joke even, you could ask that dad, be like, hey, when
what
you
did
walked
he notice?
Up, did you notice anything? Uh-huh. And I'm listen, this is a 50-50. It may be a 40-60.
Yeah.
He may be like, I don't know. But I would imagine he probably goes, man, I noticed like the trim was great. Or somebody must have just blown off the porch. Or did y'all pressure wash last week?
Exactly.
Or tonight at 10:50?
And hey, look, this is beautiful. Let's not be at odds with each other. Look, the inside's going to be gorgeous. And look, when I'm done with my, you know, my mowing and my trimming and all that, and I'm not going to go crazy, right?
Just, yeah.
I want to help.
What do you need?
I want to help inside. It's probably going to involve throw pillows.
But hey, but don't you feel that? I feel like it's like a sitcom in our house because it's like Andy will go, okay, hey, the McLaughlins who live across the street from us are coming over from dinner, and John will see me doing it. You can look across the street and say, you know, she's like,
and hey. I will admire it when I come over.
But she will go, hey, they're going to be over in 30 minutes, and we will split.
Yeah.
She'll be like, all right, let's go. And I'm
You're
already out
the
door.
Outside.
Oh, no. She can hear the blower. And I think for years that was frustrating for her. And I swear to you, by now, I think she's finally like, okay, that's what he has to do. That's what I have to do.
Yeah.
But you will see us. It is like a football play. I'm like, cool, break, see ya. And I'm out the front door. She's moving throw pillows. You know,
it's great. It's great. It all works.
It all works. No judgment, Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren. Dave.
Hey, John.
Did you know that 84% of families with kids under 18 don't have even a basic will?
You know, I actually get that. It's still crazy. But the thing is, getting a will is so easy to do, and it gives your family such an amazing amount of peace of mind.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
You see, with Epic Will, you can protect your family in as little as 5 minutes, and it costs less than a trip to Target.
I feel like you've been spying on my Target trips.
Yeah, you spend a lot.
It's
also no comment.
No.
Epic Will makes it so easy to make your last will and testament, to name a guardian for your kids, and you'll be able to ensure any health care wishes you might have.
Epic Will helps you create state-specific documents that are written by an attorney with over 30 years of estate planning experience.
Who's with me? Go to epicwill.com today and get your family protected. And use the code DAD20 to get 20% off. That's DAD20.
That's epicwill.com and use the code DAD20 to help protect your family today. Next question. Hi, as a single mom raising a daughter without a dad in her life, I'm wondering what you would say is the most important role of a father for girls and how I can try to emulate or instill that as a mom. Hooey, hooey, hooey. Oh, man, I need to stretch for this one.
Well,
John,
go ahead.
I mean, my knee jerk, I think the first thing that I think about, and I am no professional. I know professionals, but I'm no professional.
Yeah. They won't text me back.
That should be our new tagline. No professionals, but we're no professionals. Dadville. I think for me, when I think about my daughter, I hope that what I am establishing to some degree is that this is what men should be like to you.
Yeah.
Like, this is how men should treat you. This is how they should honor you. This is how they should love you and serve you and laugh with you. And, you know, so I hope that's what's happening, is there's a little bit of, like, you're setting the standard for sort of not – I think it's easy to say, like, what Prince Charming – that's not what I mean. I mean, just setting a standard, like, hey, this is how I hope men interact with you and how they talk to you and don't talk to you or whatever. So I think that's, like, the lowest hanging fruit I can think of. There's probably a lot more, but I think for me that's probably –
Well, I think a lot of the I find myself trying to kind of discern on a pretty regular basis, because I only have girls, that I want to make sure I keep an eye on, like, making sure that they aren't seeing me do, okay, this is what boys can do, because that's what dad does, and then mom does these kinds of things, so that's what girls can do. You know what I mean? Like, I have an eye on making sure that Luca and Livy grow up knowing with as few restraints on them as possible. You know what I mean? Like, I want them to be able to, like, if they grow up and they're like, I want to be, I don't know, a general in the army or whatever, you know, like, I can do that. I don't want them to ever feel like, well, I've been told subliminally that I can't do that because that's not what girls do, whatever. So I feel like for this mom, that for whatever comfort you can take from that, and I'm sure she's thought about this before, but, like, you know, your kids are seeing you do all these things, so they're seeing a strong woman taking care of stuff, and that, I think that's a good thing. But I think, to your point, I think it's a great point. Like, seeing the way that this mom conducts herself when she is, you know, has an interaction with a man that's a positive one, an interaction with a man that's a negative one, and how, you know, the message that you send to your kids when you make decisions in those kinds of situations, you know, where you say, like, I'm not going to be treated that way, or, you know, that's a good, you know, I like this person. We spend time with this person, this man, whether it be a coach or a friend or whatever. I do think that the way that you live your life, like you're saying, that sends some really, you know, powerful messages to our kids. As far as like, you know, what's the role that you emulate? I don't know. I would imagine that for this single mom, you're probably laying in bed at night worrying about the things that you, odds are you're probably already doing well, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe you got to just.
I think too, it could be something where, kind of to finish my thought from earlier, I didn't really land that plane, but like, I think because that's such a important thing for, I think, me and a lot of dads is trying to find men in your life that you really trust, mm-hmm. that you could kind of read in maybe, you know, and just kind of say, hey, listen, you know, like this is something they don't have in their life because, you know, it's me. So, you know, mm-hmm. like, hey, if this is something you kind of want to help with or every now and then do with them or have conversations about that could possibly, I mean, obviously I don't have a clue. All that I know is the first part of that answer is that, you know, I think for me and what I'm trying to do with my daughter. And so maybe, you know, that could be something to keep an eye on with any male friends you have or brothers or uncles or, you know, granddads and stuff, just to kind of expose them to that so that they could see that too, that for themselves. But Godspeed, that's a tough go. But it's real. I mean, just, you know, I feel like every time I've ever sat with counselors or David Thomas, these guys, they are the thing that, as John just said, that they say the most is the fact that you're just thinking about that is already a win because it means you have an eye on it. So,
right.
So kudos for that.
Yeah. From Johnny.
Johnny. Okay, let's see here. Did I read that last one?
Yeah, you read that one.
Okay, go. Take it, Johnny.
From Johnny. Great name.
Thanks.
A few years ago, I was in the locker room with my son after swim lessons. He was about 7 years old. While changing out of our swimsuits, he proceeded to politely ask, "Hey, Dad, why does your pee-pee have a mustache?" I was laughing so hard, he became annoyed that I wouldn't simply answer his question. It was too funny. So do we need to answer why his pee-pee has a mustache?
Yeah, let's, so.
Well, I guess first question, which this kind of ties into our sponsor, Manscaped, was it actually in the shape of a mustache? Because that's more of a fair question there. Like, are we talking biology or are we talking just priorities?
Just grooming. That's that boy. That kicks off a whole other litany of questions and respect. I want to start there. Just that's a man who's really on top of his game there. I do feel like what makes me laugh about that for a million reasons is really the end of what he said. I was laughing so hard that I wouldn't simply answer his question. Yeah. Like, if I'm laughing, I'm also going, how do I land this plane? Like, I'm buying myself time as I'm laughing because I don't quite know how to.
It's so funny and sweet. Like, that's an example of your child, Johnny's kid, just making an observation, just such an innocent observation of the world around them. There is no humor.
Oh, no.
There's no shame.
And he's getting mad because it is funny. He's like, why are you laughing, Dad? Answer the stinking question, man. Tom Selleck up here. Like, tell me what's going on. I feel like Johnny owes us the answer, too. I think that needs to be just sort of
We need to hear. We need some follow-up from
just
Johnny.
Like, yeah, Johnny needs to let us know.
Reach out to us, Johnny.
I think this is the last one, folks. From Caitlin Miller. First of all, y'all are the best. Caitlin.
Stop, Miss Miller.
Jeez. I don't think another podcast makes me laugh harder. Jeez, Caitlin. Not to mention while finding ways to weave in faith. God. Jeez, okay. Caitlin.
How do you laminate something?
Father's Day question. Dave, you mentioned once that your kids know which songs are theirs. Can you tell us which songs are written for your kids and the stories behind them? Same question for John if he has them too. Boy, Johnny's got them for sure. Gosh, I would have to think about this. John, you go first because you know exactly yours.
Yeah. So I have a song on a record called Holding My Breath called Imaginary Tea. That song I wrote for Luca. And I was trying to write it. It has a longer story, but I was trying to write it like before she was born, and I couldn't. I had writer's block for forever and ever. And I finally wrote it when she was maybe like 3 or 6 months old, something like that. And then Livy, there's a song on Angst and Grace called Still My Girl. And I wrote that one for Libby. And it's cute because Libby can play the da na 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 na.
Yeah, yeah.
She can play that on the piano. Cute. It's so cute.
Okay, so I'm actually looking at my albums on Apple Music.
I feel like you have a lot.
Well, there's kind of
about your kids.
Yeah, I'm going to make this fast, though. Okay, so if on Stories to Tell, which is when we started having, when we had Ben, Mind of Love was about him. One of Us is absolutely about him, so that was obvious. And then, I'm trying to think. Big Old Love from Who Knew It Would Be So Hard to Be Myself is about the kids. It kind of, you know, it's funny, and the kids kind of get mad at me, but it sort of turned into like, this song was for Ben because he was our first, and now there's sort of collective songs about all of them. Mm-hmm. Remember That I Love You is about them. Having Kids, obviously, is about them. Never Lose My Love is about them. Jeez, there's a lot of these. Song for My Children is very mm-hmm. obviously about them. Let's see. Yeah, I'm, is that it, maybe? Let me make sure. Yeah, I think that's it. The rest are sort of, like, I have songs, like John does, where they're kind of, like, about the season of life, but mm-hmm. they're not specifically for the kids. But it's a fun, I mean, I always make this joke live, but writing songs for your kids is really tricky because nobody likes your kids as much as you do. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, you think people do because they sort of placate you and go, like, oh, tell me more about them
right.
when they're,
right.
they don't care. I mean, they do. Yeah. They're like, you know, that's cool. But to a point, there's a very finite point of like, okay, can we stop talking about this? Mm-hmm. So I think I have found the songs that I tend to like the most are the from other artists are the ones that, like, you know, like yours, like John, where it's like I can apply them to my life. It's not right. called Luca's song.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
the whole time you're saying Luca over and over.
Right.
Because then obviously it's like, oh, that's fun to watch and, or, you know, and then I move on with my life. I'm not sitting there.
It's like that Rector has a song, I forget what the name of it is. But it's on, he wrote it for Jane, and it is so good. I know we talked to him about it when we had him on the podcast. But it has a bridge that is, I like, every time I listen to that song, the bridge is so good. It's just one line, and it makes me a little teary every time. The bridge is, it's funny how everything I dreamed about starts to seem so empty without you.
Hmm.
Just like, just that thought. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. Thanks.
It's okay.
Sorry, were you talking about
what other Ben Rector songs could we talk about?
Yeah, I think so. It is tricky because I think like songs about kids get really tricky because you want it to be something that people can.
That's an example. Like I know he's writing for his daughter, but I'm I'm thinking about my kids.
I thought he actually wrote that for Luca and Liv.
That's right, he did before they didn't even. He wasn't even married to Hillary yet. Yeah.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. So thank you all for listening. I hope everybody's Dadville. To the moms out there, you got this. You'll
you
figure
it
out.
You like, can just, do it.
You know, it's just, you know, just do your best. He's just thrilled that he's
We're just thrilled that we have a day.
This is very circuit. I can never say this word. This is the
It's Cirque du Soleil. Okay. Is that what you're trying to say?
What was the other podcast? I tried this 4 times in one of our podcasts. Circuitous.
Circuitous.
Yeah, there it is. It's a very circuitous thought, but the way we began, we're just happy to get the day. It took us 58 years.
Yeah.
And exactly. We're just thrilled with it.
Jeez.
To all the dads, maybe a word just like, you know, let's just remember moms are trying their best. We are hard to shop for.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's some stuff you get or some adventures they send you on that you're like, hey, but you know what? I guarantee you they're trying their best.
That's right.
Amen.
Happy Father's Day, everyone.